Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Nation City: Why Mayors Are Now Running the World is a nonfiction political book by Rahm Emanuel, former mayor of Chicago and former White House chief of staff. Published in 2020, it argues that cities have become the most effective centers of problem solving in an era when national government is often slowed by polarization, bureaucracy, and institutional gridlock. The book presents a broad case for local governance as the place where practical innovation is most likely to emerge and where elected officials face the clearest accountability. Drawing on Emanuel's own experience in Chicago and on examples from other cities in the United States and abroad, the book examines how mayors are addressing issues such as education, infrastructure, climate policy, immigration, and economic development. It is both a policy argument and a practical survey of urban leadership aimed at readers interested in government, public administration, and the changing balance between local and national power. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book's central argument: cities have become the main site of effective governance. Emanuel builds the book around the claim that the federal government has become too divided and slow to solve many urgent public problems. While cities have remained more agile and results-oriented, this is not presented as a romantic celebration of localism for its own sake, but as a response to institutional reality. Mayors are closer to practical pressure. They must manage budgets, services, public safety, schools, transportation, and neighborhood-level demands simultaneously. That forces a kind of problem-solving that national politics often avoids. The book argues that city governments can act when Congress cannot, especially on issues that require implementation rather than ideology. In that sense, the city is framed as the working unit of modern democracy, where administrative capacity matters more than rhetorical stalemate. Emanuel uses this argument to position mayors as the people actually translating public needs into policy, not just discussing them. Secondly, how mayoral accountability makes local leadership more responsive than national politics. A key theme in the book is accountability. Emanuel argues that mayors are more directly answerable to voters than many national officials because city government has fewer layers between decision and consequence. When streets, schools, transit, housing, or sanitation fail, residents immediately feel the results, and that feedback loop is difficult to evade. The book treats this as a practical advantage, not merely a democratic ideal. Local officials can be judged by visible outcomes, which makes it harder to hide behind partisanship or abstract principle. Emanuel suggests that this pressure can produce better leadership because mayors must deal with measurable problems in real time. The point is also political local governance can encourage pragmatism across party lines, since residents care less about ideological branding than whether services work. By emphasizing accountability, the book argues that city government is not a smaller version of national politics, but a more effective structure for producing concrete public results. Thirdly, policy innovation spreads horizontally from city to city. One of the book's more distinctive ideas is that political innovation now moves horizontally rather than vertically. Instead of waiting for federal government to set the model and then push it downward, cities increasingly learn from one another directly. Emanuel presents urban leadership as a networked process in which mayors observe, borrow, and adapt successful ideas from peer cities. This horizontal exchange matters because local problems often share enough similarity for solutions to travel, even when the political contexts differ. The book uses this idea to explain why city leadership has become globally important. Mayors are not isolated administrators, but participants in a practical exchange of methods. This framework gives the book a comparative dimension, showing how governance can improve through imitation and adaptation rather than top-down mandates. It also helps explain why the author focuses on anecdotes and examples from many cities. The point is not just that cities are active, but that they are becoming the primary laboratories for public policy. Fourthly, urban leadership as a response to challenges the federal government has retreated from. The book stresses that mayors are increasingly forced to take responsibility for issues once considered national in scope. Emanuel highlights areas such as climate change, immigration, education, and infrastructure, showing how city leaders have moved into these fields because federal action has been insufficient or politically blocked. This is an important shift in the book's logic. City government is no longer presented as handling only traditional municipal services, but as operating at the frontier of public problem solving. That expansion of responsibility changes what a mayor must be. The role now requires managerial skill, policy knowledge, and the ability to coordinate across agencies and institutions. Emanuel does not treat this as an ideal arrangement, but as a necessary adaptation to national dysfunction. By showing mayors stepping in where higher levels of government fail, the book argues that cities are not merely compensating for federal weakness. They are redefining the scope of practical governance in the United States and beyond. Lastly, a pragmatic, bipartisan vision of politics built from local experience. Although the book is clearly shaped by Emanuel's own career, it frames local governance as a bipartisan project rather than a purely progressive one. He draws on mayors from different political backgrounds to suggest that local leadership often works better when it is judged by results instead of partisan identity. This is one reason the book appeals to readers interested in governance rather than ideology alone. It presents city politics as a space where practical coalitions can form around common needs such as safer neighborhoods, stronger schools, better infrastructure, and cleaner environments. Emanuel's own experience in Chicago gives the book an insider perspective, but it is used to support a broader institutional argument mayors succeed when they focus on execution, not symbolic conflict. The result is a book that reads as a defense of managerial politics, where competence and responsiveness matter more than national partisan theater. That emphasis gives the book its distinctive tone and purpose. In conclusion, The Nation City will be most useful to readers who want to understand how modern governance actually functions, especially policymakers, students of public administration, urban leaders, journalists, and readers tracking the decline of national political effectiveness. It offers a clear argument that city halls have become the most productive sites of public action, and it supports that argument with examples drawn from Emanuel's own tenure and from other mayors around the world. The practical value of the book lies in its focus on implementation, how problems get solved, how policies travel between cities, and why local accountability can produce more visible results than national gridlock. Intellectually, it stands out because it treats mayors not as minor officials, but as central actors in contemporary politics. Compared with many books about government that remain theoretical or partisan, this one is grounded in administrative experience and the day-to-day realities of running a city. Even readers who disagree with its thesis can use it to think more seriously about the limits of federal power and the growing importance of urban leadership in public life. If you would like to support Rahm Emanuel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.